Morning. Good morning. We're going to start standing at the wall. So just find a piece of wall. And not for long. And stand in front of it just a few inches away from the wall. I think you'll fit down here, Maha. Yeah, Michael, you can use this piece of wall too if you don't want to use the door. Okay, so you're going to need to be able to have enough space in front of you that you can extend your arm up. So you'll want to be here. That's right. So stand close enough to the wall and just put the palms of your hand on the wall in front of you. Just in front of you at kind of waist level. That's right. That's nice. Okay. And now just very gently slide your right palm up the wall. Just slide the right palm up and notice how you do it. And then bring it back down. And then slide it up again. Just the right hand. And notice, does your hand go straight up the wall? Or does it go out a little bit to the right? Does it go in a little bit to the left? Go slowly and feel. What do you notice in your shoulder and your shoulder blade? Try the door. Yeah. That's right. And now leave that and do the same with the left hand. So slide your left hand up the wall. Jeff, you might want to scoot towards Alex so you don't have to deviate unintentionally. And just notice the difference. How do you raise the left hand compared to the right? Does more of yourself, your torso, get involved? Do you have to bend a little to raise that arm? Or can you raise it straight up from your shoulders? What direction do your fingers point? And is it the same as on the right side? And go slowly enough so that you can feel how you do it. Just one more time with your left hand. Don't go to your end range. Just feel your easy, comfortable range of movement. All right, and then go lie down on your mat. Sense yourself in lying. Lengthen your legs if you can for a moment. And just draw your attention to your heels. Where are the heels resting on the floor? Do you feel the brunt of the pressure on the back of the heel, straight behind the ankle, so the toes are pointing up towards the ceiling? Or do you feel the weight more towards the outside of the heels so that your feet may be pointing out towards both walls? And do you notice a difference between where the weight is on the left heel and the right heel? Are your legs lying symmetrically? And if you want to check that, you can just gently lift your head and look at your feet and how they're resting and see if your sensation matches your vision. So just notice that's an interesting phenomena. And then draw your attention up to the space between your knees. Notice what that space is this morning right now. And notice your pelvis and how the pelvis is taking support from the floor. Do does one side of the pelvis feel like it's resting more completely on the floor than the other? That it has taking up more real estate? And if so, how does that correspond to your heels? Notice the sweep of your low back. What's the size of the arch in your low back this morning? And is that the same left and right? If you were to slide an object under that arch, if you slid it in on the higher side, would it make it through all the way, or would it run into the side that's resting more completely? Just sense, is the arch of the back symmetrical? Notice your ribs. Notice that first point of contact in the ribs after the low back, the sweep of the low back. How do you feel that? How far down your ribs can you feel contact with the floor? Now bring your attention to your shoulders and notice how they're resting on the floor. Does one shoulder seem like it's resting a little bit higher up than the other? Or are the shoulders laid symmetrically? So the distance from the top of your shoulders to the bottom of your ear would be the same on each side. Or is it a little different? Now bring your attention to your shoulder blades. And notice the contact they're making with the floor. Can you feel the bony structure of the blade poking into the floor? Or are the blades lying flat? How do you feel your shoulder blades? And what's the difference between the left and the right? How they're taking support from the floor? Now notice how your head is taking support from the floor and where the brunt of the pressure is. And does it feel like you're resting right in the middle of your head or resting off to the right or the left a little bit? Now roll your head. And notice how you roll it. Do you roll to the left first or to the right first? What's your preference? And as you roll your head, are you just rolling the head? Or are your neck muscles getting involved? And what's your easy, pleasurable, comfortable range right now? Notice your breath. Leave the head alone. Notice your breath. What's the volume of your breath this morning? Now, bend your knees and bring both feet to standing and notice how you do it. That's right. And now with your feet in standing, has your breath changed at all? And with the feet in standing, has the contact of the shoulders on the floor changed? Now, raise both arms forward towards the ceiling. And now keep the elbows comfortably straight and rest the arms as much as possible in this position. And notice how that feels. Where's the work to hold the arms? Can you hold your arms like two sticks supported by the shoulder blades so the muscles don't have to work to hold the arms? Just notice and then lower your arms and rest. Lower the arms to the floor. And now in this lesson, we're going to be holding the arms up for most of the lesson. So I invite you now to take very good care of yourself. Rest when you need to, even if I haven't suggested the need for a rest. And we're going to be working with both arms in the air, but only using one arm at a time. So that if you feel like you would like to put the other arm down to rest, go ahead and do that. Now raise both arms forward towards the ceiling once again. And notice how you hold your hands. Are your palms facing towards each other? Are they facing towards your feet? Just notice. And notice your fingers. How are you holding your fingers? Are they relaxed? How curled are they? Just notice how your fingers are resting in the air. And then very slowly begin to raise the right arm towards the ceiling a little bit and let it drop. Just let it drop. That's right. You raise it and you let it drop down onto the shoulder blade very easily. And notice you get to the bottom and you stop and then you raise the arm again. And just notice as you drop the arm and it lands, is there any reverberation? So if you can get that image, we'll use the image of a drumstick for Alex. So a drumstick is wooden, and if you drop it on the floor, it will bounce a couple times, right? And then it will stop. So does your arm bounce like a piece of wood? Is there a slight reverberation? Or does it drop more like a piece of lead? Now keep the shoulder blade, keep the elbow as straight as possible as you raise the arm and drop the arm. And notice if that changes that ability of the bones to hit the ground and reverberate a little bit. That's nice. And notice your breath as you do this. Do you like to breathe in as you raise the arm or as you lower the arm? And now notice the contact that your shoulder blade is making with the floor. As you repeatedly raise the arm and lower the arm, do you feel the shoulder blade flattening on the floor? And just leave it alone. Lower your arms, lengthen your legs, and rest. And notice any changes that you might feel in resting. Has anything changed in your pelvis? How about your shoulder blades? Are they resting differently on the floor now than when you started the lesson? Now bend your knees and stand your feet, and with your feet in standing, raise both arms towards the ceiling again. And now does one arm hold itself more comfortably up towards the ceiling than the other? And now once again, begin to raise the right arm forward towards the ceiling and let it drop. And notice what happens in your chest when you do this. As you do this gently and repeatedly, can you sense any softening in the chest? How about the neck muscles? Do you notice them releasing? And how elastic do you feel your arm as it drops down towards the floor? Do you feel that kind of vibrating elasticity of wood bouncing along when you drop a drumstick? That's nice. Okay, and lower your arms and rest. Straighten your legs. Now roll your head back and forth and notice how you do it. What side do you go to? What's your preference? And notice if the rolling of the head has changed any from the dropping of the arm. Go slowly and notice your comfortable range. And notice how you roll your head to each side. Could it be that on one side you roll the head and on the other side you drop the head? So you feel the back of the head sliding a little on the floor. Just notice how you do it. And see if you can just roll the head from side to side. That's nice. Leave that alone. Bend your knees, stand your feet. Raise both arms forward towards the ceiling. Notice how you're holding the arms now. How comfortable are you holding the arms towards the ceiling? And now imagine a little plate or a little dish underneath the right shoulder blade. Or you could even imagine that the right shoulder blade is a little plate or a little dish. And with that image in mind, begin to move the right arm in a way to bring more weight towards the top of the plate. And then move the right arm in a way to bring more weight towards the bottom of the plate. And keep your elbows as straight as you comfortably can. Don't lock the arm, but don't let it be really slack. And do that many times, oscillating the arm up towards your head and down towards your feet so that you can change the pressure of the weight on the shoulder blade. So you're moving the weight towards the top of the shoulder blade and then towards the bottom. And you're not raising the arm. You're just sliding the arm so the weight shifts to the top of the shoulder blade and to the bottom. And notice, as you do that, what's the trajectory of your arm? Do you sense that the arm goes straight back towards the head? Or does it veer out to the side a little and make a little bit of a semicircle as it goes back towards your head? Just discover what your comfortable trajectory is. Gliding the arm so that the weight on the shoulder blade, first it glides to the top of the shoulder blade, and then it glides down to the bottom. So make it a smooth movement, not jerky, but smooth. That's nice. And then lower your arms and rest. Check in with your breathing. Lengthen your legs. What do you notice in how the shoulder blades are taking support from the floor now? Is there a bony structure that you can feel poking into the floor? Or have they flattened out? Notice your chest. Has anything in the chest shifted and softened from the raising of the shoulder blade? Bend your knees and stand your feet. Raise both arms forward towards the ceiling. And now with that image of your plate under your shoulder blade or the shoulder blade itself as a round little plate, begin to oscillate the arm in such a way that first you shift the weight more to the inside of the plate towards your spine, and then you shift the weight outside. So very small movements. Start small and really notice, are you feeling the shoulder blade or are you just feeling your arm moving? So the project is to feel a shifting of pressure on the shoulder blade. So that might mean that some other parts of you could get involved. What might the ribs need to do in order to allow the weight to shift more towards the inside of the shoulder blade and then to the outside? That's nice. Moving the arm all the time. The arm moves to change the pressure on the shoulder blade. And perhaps as you're doing it, you'll start to think, is it the arm that's moving the shoulder blade or the shoulder blade that's moving the arm? A couple more times, shifting the weight towards the inside of the shoulder blade and noticing, can you feel all of that inside edge of the shoulder blade? Maybe change the arm. So one time you shift the arm towards the inside, but a little closer to your knees. And then you shift it towards the outside of the shoulder blade, a little closer to the knees. And then the next time you shift the weight inside and out, you go a little more central. And then maybe the next time you shift the weight, you bring the arm up towards your head a little more so you feel the inside edge of the shoulder blade higher up and the outside edge of the shoulder blade higher up. So just notice that as you shift the arm inside and out, if you can sense the entire length of the inside edge of the shoulder blade and the outside edge. Check in with your breathing. Don't hold your breath as you do it. And then leave it alone and rest. Lengthen the legs. Take a rest. Notice how your arms are resting on the floor now. Are your elbows resting comfortably on the floor? What way are your palms facing? Roll the head gently left and right. Notice any improvement in the smoothness or the range. And then bend your knees and stand your feet. Raise both arms towards the ceiling. Notice how comfortably you hold your arms towards the ceiling now. Notice how you feel your shoulder blades with the arms raised towards the ceiling now. And then using the right arm, begin to make a circle all around the edges of your plate. Very slowly to begin with, so that you can feel all the edges of the plate. Or if you want to imagine a clock, you can imagine that you're able to touch each hour of the clock, or not. Just notice what parts of the plate are easy for you to sense, and what parts can't you get an image of or a sensation of? And don't worry about it. Don't worry about those places you might not feel. Just keep playing with moving the arm around that circle of the plate in a playful, curious way. And then maybe after you've made a small circle, you'll allow your circle to get a little bit bigger. Your arm will cross over the midline of your body a little bit, out to the side more a little bit, up above your head, down towards your feet. Just a bigger circle if you can keep it smooth and comfortable. And now maybe you'd like to switch directions. Go in the opposite direction. And notice, is that easier? Is that your easier direction? Can you feel more of the perimeter? Can you feel more of the perimeter of the circle as you go in this direction? Keep the elbow straight. Only make your circle as large as you can keep the elbow straight. And maybe you want to notice, are you making a circle or are you making some kind of an oval? Slow it down and just insist on a circle. Make the movement smaller if you have to. And notice, is there tension in your fingers as you do this? Can you allow the fingers to be very soft? That's nice. Finish the circle that you're making. Lower your arms, lengthen your legs, and take a rest. How are you resting now? How do you feel your pelvis on the floor? Has the sweep of the low back changed? and your shoulder blades, how are they taking support from the floor and supporting you? Is your neck soft? Bend your knees, stand your feet. Raise both arms forward towards the ceiling. And once again, just raise the right arm up towards the ceiling and let it drop. How's that coming along? Is the arm any more wooden now? Do you feel the shoulder blade flatter as you allow the weight to drop down? Are the fingers softer? And how does your chest participate in the movement? You feel the ribs softening in the front, the sternum maybe sliding a little bit as you raise the arm and coming back as you lower it. And now leave that alone. Leave both arms towards the ceiling. Gotcha, Jeff. And just imagine lifting the left arm towards the ceiling and dropping it in the same way that you lifted and dropped the right arm. So just imagine that. You raise the straight left arm towards the ceiling, the ribs on the left side and the front soften a little bit to allow for the motion. The shoulder blade on the left side slides a little towards the outside of the body to allow the arm to raise. And then the arm drops in a straight, aligned way so that you feel that nice, wooden, vibrating feeling that you did on the right. So put those pieces together for yourself in your mind's eye. And when you feel like you have a good image for raising the left arm in the way that you raised the right arm, go ahead and do it. Raise the left arm and let it drop. The elbow straight. And notice how that is. And now compare it once to the right side. So raise the right arm and let it drop. And then raise the left arm and let it drop. And how similar is it? Were you able in your imagination to create the work that you'd done on the right side so that the left arm drops as easily and as fluidly as the right? And just let it go. Lengthen your legs, lower your arms, and rest. How are your shoulder blades resting now? Roll the head one way and the other and notice how that's changed and improved. And then bend your knees and stand your feet. And raise both arms towards the ceiling. And now let's see if we need as many movements on the left side as we took on the right to create smooth, connected movement. So imagine the plate underneath your left shoulder blade and just begin to oscillate the arm so that you shift the weight from the top of the shoulder blade to the bottom. So you're not lifting the arm anymore, but you're keeping the elbow as straight as comfortably possible. And you're just very slowly gliding the arm so that the weight shifts up towards the top of the shoulder blade, towards your head. And then glides through the length of the body of the shoulder blade, and it shifts the weight to the bottom of the shoulder blade. And just play with that. Play with shifting the weight more towards your head and then more towards your feet. Noticing how the ribs can participate, how the breath can stay smooth and even. And when do you like to inhale? Do you like to inhale as you shift the weight towards the top of your plate or towards the bottom? What's your pattern? Or is the breath independent of the movement? Can you make the movement so that it's not synchronized with the breath? All right, now leave that. And maybe you want to take a rest. Lengthen your arm, lengthen your legs, lower your arms and rest. And as you're resting, just check in. How was the movement different on the left side from the right? You can lengthen your arms, Alex. Give them a rest. Oh, here's an interesting, this is a good time to tell this story, since Alex just, when I said take a rest, Alex just kept on with the movement. And Jeff and I were in a class last night. We're listening to recordings of Moshe Feldenkrais teaching about the use of the eyes. And at one point in the class, he invites the class to rest, and one of the students chooses not to. And Feldenkrais talks about this this focus, this distinct focus on one activity without having a global focus of the environment, and how when you're focused so single-mindedly on one thing that the learning doesn't globalize and become a part of you. That part of the reason we spread the awareness in our lessons and we don't just do a set number of repetitions of lifting and lowering the arm is to allow you to integrate the learning throughout your system. So whenever you can, spread the awareness. Bend your knees and stand your feet. Raise both arms towards the ceiling. And using the left arm, begin to move the arm to shift the weight to the inside of the shoulder blade and then to the outside. Play with that image of a round plate and feel that as you shift the arm to the inside, you find the upper edge of the plate and then more directly out to the side of the plate and then around to the bottom. So you're noticing as you shift the arm inside and outside, the entire edge the entire inner edge of the plate, and then the entire outer edge of the plate. And now begin to make a circle around the left shoulder blade. So move the left arm in a way that you create a circle. And notice, what direction did you choose to move in? Are you making a clockwise circle or a counterclockwise circle? And are you breathing? Do you have any awareness of your pelvis and how it's resting on the floor? And does the weight on the pelvis shift at all as you circle around the shoulder blade? And what parts of the circle are very clear to you? Just notice. Go slowly so that in your sensation you can mark each point on your circle. And then whatever direction you were going in, go the other way. And which way was easier? And why was it easier? Was there more participation in the chest? Did the breath come more naturally? Was the neck softer? On your own, make one or two more circles with the highest quality possible to you. And after you've done that, insisting on quality and comfort, no matter how big the circle is, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you feel a smooth, easy roundness in the movement of the arm around the shoulder blade. And then when you're satisfied, lower your arms, lengthen your legs, and rest. That's nice. Just rest. Everyone rest. Notice how you're lying now. How comfortable are you on the floor? Bend your knees and stand your feet. Lift both arms towards the ceiling. And now, once or twice, lift the left shoulder, lift the left arm, and let it drop. And how is that coming along? And now lift the right arm and let it drop. And then alternate left and right. And notice, is the movement more symmetrical? Are you moving both arms in a similar fashion? And is your chest softer? Do you feel that wooden reverberation in your chest now as you lift and lower each arm? That's nice. And what would happen if you lifted both arms and let them drop? Boom. That's right. Both arms at the same time and drop. There you go. Do you feel that nice vibrating sensation through the arms and the chest, and maybe the head jiggles a little. What do you feel in your pelvis? And just let it go, let it rest. Take a rest. Notice how good it feels to rest right now. How easy the breath is. How your body is supported by the floor. And then bend your knees and stand your feet. Raise both arms towards the ceiling. And now we're going to explore the hands a little bit. So, using the right hand only, let the right hand just bend at the wrist and flop forward. So keep the elbow straight and just drop the right hand forward and raise it back up straight. And notice, what directions do your fingers point in? Just raise it, just many times, lightly. Let the wrist fall forward and then come back up straight. How curled are your fingers when you do this? Can the fingers be soft and just flop forward with the movement of the wrist? So that when the hand falls, maybe the fingers are a little wooden and there's a little reverberation there. How do your fingers fall? That's right. And next time you bring your hand up straight, bend the wrist backwards. So you're hyperextending and your hand is falling back more towards your head. And then the hand comes up. So you let the wrist fall backwards. The hand falls more towards your head, and then you straighten the wrist. That's right. Many times, noticing as you do that, do the fingers curl or can they stay straight and soft? Just notice. How do you do it? That's right. And now some of you have jumped ahead, so why don't all of you allow the wrist to fall once backwards and then once forward. So the hand lands more towards your head and then more towards your feet. And it's all a movement of the wrist. You're just keeping the shoulder blade flat on the ground, the elbow straight, and it's just a movement of the wrist, forward and back. Soft and easy. Flicking the wrist. That's nice. And then leave it alone. Lower your arms, lengthen your legs, and take a rest. Notice how your arms are resting on the floor now, and your hands. And is there any difference in the way the hands are resting after you've given some attention to the right wrist and the right hand? Notice any difference. And then bend your knees and stand your feet. Raise your arm towards the ceiling. And begin to allow the left wrist to bend forward. So the fingers point more towards your feet. and then come straighten the wrist, and then bend the wrist forward again. And notice how you do it. How's it different to bend the left wrist forward from how it was to bend the right? I'm noticing some spunky wrists. A little attitude in the fingers there. That's right. Now bend the left wrist backwards so the hand, the fingers point more towards your head. And then come straighten the wrist. So don't go forward and back yet. Just see what it's like to bend the wrist backwards and straighten the wrist. Give yourself time to explore that movement. That's right. Notice how you do it. Are your fingers rigid or can they be soft? Does the left wrist bend backwards as far as the right wrist did? Or maybe it bends backwards a little farther. What's it like for you? That's nice. And now begin to bend the wrist one time backwards and one time forward. How straight can you keep the elbow in this situation? Can you feel the arms are supported weightlessly by the skeleton and no muscle has to work to hold the arms up? That the arms are light. That they're aligned and organized and light. And you're simply lightly flicking the wrist. That's nice. And now, stop that and leave the wrist straight. Just stop it and begin to flick the right wrist backwards and the left wrist forward. That's right. Right wrist back, left wrist forward. Forward and back. And then alternate once the right wrist goes back and the left wrist goes forward. So that they're going in opposition. So as the right wrist goes back, the left wrist goes forward. And as the left wrist goes back, the right wrist goes forward. And see if you can do it slowly. That's right. And then you can speed it up a little bit once you've got the full range of motion on each side. And as you go faster, don't skip over any part of the movement. And now reverse it. So the left wrist goes forward and the right wrist goes back. Reverse what you were doing. Don't let my words confuse you. Just reverse it. That's right. That's right. And then figure out how to reverse it again. Make the movement light so you don't strain your wrists. That's right. And now how about moving both wrists together? So both wrists go forward and both wrists go back. And really let them drop. Don't constrain the movement. Slow it down and feel the full range of motion. That's nice. Check in with your elbows. Are the elbows straight? Check in with the softness of your chest. Notice if your neck is doing anything it doesn't have to do. How do you feel your pelvis? Okay, leave it alone, lower your arms, lengthen your legs and rest. Bend your knees and stand your feet. and raise your arms one last time. And first, raise the right arm towards the ceiling and let it drop. And then raise the left arm towards the ceiling and let it drop. And then very gradually increase the speed. So it's like you're marching on your shoulder blades. And just slowly increase the speed of that marching on the shoulder blades. So you're each time really feeling the drop. Don't restrict the motion because you're going faster. You drop and then reach the other arm and drop. And then drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop and drop. And emphasize the dropping. So you really feel the shoulder blades on the floor. Faster, 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 faster. Notice how your whole self softens and gets involved. And then leave it alone. And rest. Keep the shoulders, the elbows straight. And rest. Okay. Feel how you're resting now. Roll the head once to the left, once to the right. What's changed? What's softer and more comfortable in yourself? Notice the breath. Notice how the volume of the breath has changed since the beginning of the lesson. And then when you're ready, roll to your side and walk back to your place on the wall. Find your place on the wall and put your palms on the wall. Take your time. How light do your palms feel on the wall now? And very easily slide the right palm up the wall. Notice how you do it. Slide it up. And then slide it back down. And the next time you slide it up, restrict the movement of your pelvis. So just slide the arm. Don't side bend. Just slide the arm up the wall. And only go as far as it's easy and comfortable. That you feel a free range of motion. And then come back down. And then do the left arm. Make your fingers soft. That's right. And then slide both arms up the wall. Slide them up together. That's right. The right arm and left arm go up together. Very slowly. Comfortable, easy. Don't go to your end range. Just keep it where it feels soft. And then just leave it alone. Lower your arms. And take a little walk around the room. And as you walk around the room, once maybe lift your right arm, And then once, lift your left arm. And as you lift them, can you keep the elbow a little bit straight? Feel the shoulder blade gliding down the ribs. And thank you. Thank you for coming today.